I think you're always disappointed to concede a late goal. You know, we've gone for the second goal. We've probably got too many bodies in the box. You know, we need to manage that last period better. We've not been nowhere near as best tonight. But again, we've picked another point up when we're not quite as best.
Was it a little bit of after the Lord Mayor's show? Was the high from Saturday, was it a bit of a slump tonight?
Not so much a slump when you've gone 17 games unbeaten. I wouldn't use that word at all.
I mean, in terms of the performance.
Yeah, a little bit. I wouldn't describe it as a slump at all because I think we've had enough chances to win the game. We've had two or three penalty appeals turned down. We've hit the bar. We've created chances. They're a good outfit, but I think on the balance of play in both boxes, we've created a lot more than they have. I think we've got to be so careful now at this football club with the expectations. You know, we're 17 games unbeaten. We got to embrace this time. You know, the Scunthorpe's had three terrible seasons. Relegation, 18th, relegation. We're second in league. We need to embrace it more. We need to enjoy this period. It's a little bit frustrating for myself at the moment.
Yeah, well, you talk about the expectation. A few boos tonight. What's your reaction to that?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it's... You got to try and embrace this period and get behind the lads as much as you possibly can through this last period. It's a difficult period. People start getting edgy, nervy. We need everybody together as a group, and that's players, staff, supporters, media, everybody. It needs to be a push, a one-man push, if you like, all as a group. And it's disappointing at times. You know, it wasn't a great performance tonight. I'm not going to hide away from that fact. It was... You know, we were nowhere near where we were Saturday. But you also have to remember there's always two teams out there. And Bristol are a good outfit. I spoke to you before the game, Mike, and told you that. I watched them on Friday. They were superb on Friday against Burton, who was one of the top teams. So, never going to be an easy game. But, you know, we've just got to stick together a little bit more through these difficult periods because there's going to be more to come. It's not going to be an easy ride. We're not going to win games 5-1 every week. So, you know, we've got to make sure we stick together as a town, you know, as a football club. And... that's the way we have to do it.
As far as their goal, has he got to be stopped from getting that ball into the box in the first place?
We're just disappointed. We've probably got too many men in the box. You know, if we're chasing the game 1-0 down, then I don't mind that. I want to see bodies in the box. You know, when Gary's on the ball ready to cross, we've got to make sure we manage that last period, and we've got to make sure we've got two midfield players out of the box, whether that's two central midfield players or a central midfield player and an opposite wide man. We didn't do that. Left ourselves a little bit short in there to the counter-attack. You know, you look at the goal back and it's as though we're chasing the game at 1-0 down, not 1-0 up. And we've done that all season. We've managed periods so well all season. But again, we'll learn from that. We learnt on Saturday regarding Dagenham being 3-0 up and seeing out the game. You know, comfortably saw out the game Saturday with a fantastic performance. Not been at his best tonight, but you're disappointed because we've not managed that last period quite well enough.
How close have you come to nicking it back in the end with Paddy Madden at the end?
Yeah, that's right. And it's strange, isn't it? How they push the 1-0 down, they push and they equalise, and then they just sit right behind the ball and settle for a point. We get a little bit of impetus and push on again and nearly win the game. But we've had enough chances, you know, to win the game. I think we just got to get that second goal. I think if we got that second goal, it would have just given us that breathing space. To relax a little bit more. We didn't quite pass the ball well enough tonight. There wasn't enough movement off the ball. Not a great performance. Again, I'm not going to hide away from that fact. But again, come end of the season, it might be a valuable point.
Mm. How big were the two penalty shouts?
Very big in my eyes. Blatant pushes in the box. I had a great view of it. I know, obviously, you know, the assistant referee my size probably not going to give that. He's 40, 50 yards away. But two or three occasions, I thought, certainly on Dave Murphy and a blatant one on Paul Hayes. But, you know, it's a difficult job, refereeing. I'm not going to criticise the ref. I thought he had a good game tonight. It's very difficult. You know, there's 20 bodies in that box when the ball comes in, so it's hard to see everything.
You talk about your view of them, though. From his point of view, was he a bit too far off the decisions?
I'm not sure. You know, I wasn't looking where the referee was. I was looking, obviously, inside the box. And for me, at least one of them's a penalty. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't.
OK. So the unbeaten run keeps going, but you've got lessons to learn from it. What do the players take from it?
We take positives from it because, as a group, they've been outstanding all season. Not just the period I've been in charge all season. It's a group that get on so well, that work so hard for each other. that work hard on the training ground to try and improve themselves individually and collective as a group. It's 17 games unbeaten. We've not been beaten since November. You know, we've just got to keep that going. We've got to play better than we have tonight. We know that. But again, you have to give credit to Bristol as well. They've come with a game plan. They've sat behind the ball at times. They've tried to hit us on the counter-attack. And like I said to you before the game, Mike, they're a decent outfit. Mm.
Given what you said about how close and how tight it could be, and what you did on Saturday with making up the goal difference, how frustrating to hear that Chesterfield have undone some of that tonight.
We can't control what anybody else does. You know, we've got two home games that they're back-to-back. We'd like 6 points. We've picked up four. It's still a really good return. You have to remember that Fleet was lost the last two. Chesterfield's only picked 3 points up out of their last two games. We've picked four. You know, so it's going to be twists and turns, ups and downs. We've just got to keep making sure that scoreboard keeps ticking along.
OK. I just want to look ahead to the weekend. I know we'll chat to you before then. As far as Newport, you like to try and play football, but by all account, Newport's ground and pitch not exactly conducive to it. How do you have to rethink your strategy for that now?
Yeah, we'll have to have a good look at that. I mean, I'm going to speak to Mickey Collins tomorrow. He's rung me today and said that he'll give me an heads up of what it's like, because obviously Wimbledon's been there tonight and actually won the game, I think 2-1 with two late goals. And we'll just work from there. We'll just get a feedback. I don't think the weather's going to be great at the weekend either, so... You know, my mind's still on tonight, really, you know, and debriefing this game. But come tomorrow, I'll be fully focused on Newport.